When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Here's Alexis Sanchez! What a finish! Walcott's going to go through and score! Into the middle. Giroud! It's two!
Hi, I'm Russell Hargreaves. Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of the 14th of September 2015. On today's show, Peter Cech stops by to talk about settling in with his new team. We talk to Arseblog's Andrew Mangan about the start of the season. And Adrian Clarke looks ahead to the Gunners' opening Champions League group stage game against Dinamo Zagreb. But let's kick off with the return of the weekend review. Arsenal were back in Premier League action on Saturday against Stoke City after the international break. And they wasted no time in bombarding Jack Butland's goal.
Bellerin, first time in for Santi Cazorla. Cazorla takes a touch and looks to curl it inside the area. Great ball in, Alexis to the header. Here's the post and he's followed up. It's wide of the target by Theo Walcott. How on earth did he miss? Coquelin turns away from Juff, then plays it forwards here for Alexis. He gets the shot off and here's the post. Ricochets out to Coquelin. Can he pull it back for Walcott? It's cleared away. Well, how unlucky once again.
Butland was in inspirational form all afternoon, but he was eventually beaten in the 31st minute. Theo Walcott opening the scoring.
All of a sudden, Arsenal just trying to find the right ball, Stephen, at the moment. It's just not coming off for them.
Yeah, there's a couple of opportunities there on this right-hand side. Hector Bellerin and Ramsey just put the ball in the box. Arsenal had bodies forward. Really did have a lot of numbers body forward. Here comes Theo Walcott.
Walcott over the top. Great first touch. Still Theo Walcott through the legs of Butland. Chance and Arsenal have a deserved lead here at the Emirates. Brilliant ball over the top. Walcott was free, still had plenty of work to do, shrugged off the challenge, terrific cushion touch before slipping the ball underneath Butland to find the net. It is Arsenal 1, Stoke City 0.
That was Theo's first goal of the season and a much needed confidence boost after a couple of early misses. Arsenal went searching for an all-important second, but they had to wait until the 85th minute to kill off the game when substitute Olivier Giroud rose highest to head home his second goal of the season.
Cazorla drills one into the near post area, glanced home! Olivier Giroud at the near post answers his critics. Terrific ball in from Santi Cazorla from the left-hand side, and that will make the final 5 minutes a little easier to not endure anymore, but enjoy, because it has been a terrific display from Arsenal. We were hoping for that second goal, and we've managed to get it through Olivier Giroud.
With both Giroud and Walcott scoring, Arsene Wenger was upbeat about rotating his strikers during the upcoming busy fixture period.
I knew we would face Stoke, compact, organised team in their own half, and Theo could find little pockets maybe to get in there. And you know as well that you get 2-3 chances per half to get on counter-attack at home, and that he can use that. And he scored a great goal, I must say. And because you needed technical quality to do it and calm on in the finishing. And it's good that Giroud came on and scored as well. I think at the moment we play every 3 days for 3 weeks. I will have to rotate the strikers without letting them drop their confidence, you know. But you cannot always play with the same player every three days, especially up front.
It was Arsenal's third clean sheet in as many Premier League games. Hector Bellerin reflected on the Gunners' strength at the back in getting that all-important first home Premier League win of the campaign.
Well, it's nice to get the first win at home finally, and you know it was a tough game. I think we had a lot of chances in the first half, and you know sometimes when you don't score them, then you pay off. You know, so it was important that even though we weren't scoring, we were keeping the things tight at the back. You know, we were defending properly, so they didn't have any chance. And then at the end of the second half, we got the second reward, but I think we should have got it earlier. Then we had a few chances more. But well, I think the team kept trying, you know. Finally, we got the second goal and we're happy to get the win.
The win gives Arsenal 10 points from their last four games and has put that opening day defeat to West Ham United well and truly in the rearview mirror. The Gunners wish they could play Stoke at home every week. That's their eighth win in a row against the Potters at the Emirates. So that's the final word on the weekend's action. Now time to speak to Arsenal's new number one. Peter Cech joined Arsenal this summer from London rivals Chelsea. The Czech Republic keeper's won every major honour at club level, and he sat down with Arsenal media's Chris Harris to talk about his first few months at the Gunners and a return to Stamford Bridge next weekend.
Back to club football now. You're into your third month as an Arsenal player. Have you settled as quickly as you wanted to?
Yes, I think everybody welcomed me very warmly, and you know, I have got that feeling like I've been here longer than only 3 months. And that's probably the most important, because, you know, you get to know the people, you get to know the atmosphere, you get to know the structure of how things are working. And I have to say that, you know, I since my first day, I felt pretty much a part of the team. And obviously it helps everybody to settle.
Petr, let's talk about your Arsenal teammates. You must have known most of the players before you came here, but who's really surprised you with their quality since you've been here?
Well, I think there is a number of players you play against, and you know that, you know, this guy has a great technique, this guy has great passing, this guy has that. But then suddenly you play with them and you see them train and you see them play, and then you realize that Some of the players have really special quality. If you see Santi playing in a very tight space and always finding a solution, you just think like, wow, how does he do that? You know, this is something where, you know, this is one thing. Then people speak always about Mesut, the way, you know, he has a great passing. Yes, he has. But if you see, when you see him running, And it's not only about his passing, you know, he's much far more complete player than just about his passing. So there are things like that where, you know, you are aware when you play against the players, but then you play with them and just think, wow, you know, he's really important. I mean, he does this thing really well and he does this thing as well.
You've got a really exciting trip back to Chelsea next week. How will it be to go back? Have you thought about the emotions that's going to be involved?
Well, it'll be. I've never played at Stamford Bridge as a visiting team, so it will be a new experience for me. But in a way, you know, I go to the familiar place. But most important for me will be to win a game. That's the way it goes. And you know, obviously, it's in a way, it's nice that I spend so much time there that I know every corner of the stadium and the space and everything. So for me, it will be no surprises. Obviously, it will be new to play against Chelsea. But as I said, you know, when you start playing the game, the only concern you have is, can I play my best game and can we win? So this obviously will be a step. We had two games before that. Hopefully, we will go there with two wins under the belt and ready to compete.
Signing Cech over the summer was a huge coup for the Gunners, and he's already shown his class, especially in helping keep that goalless draw against Liverpool in August. The Czech stopper's now got 169 Premier League clean sheets and only needs one more to take the record away from David James. He's a true Premier League legend, and speaking of legends, it's time for another history lesson.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold! Would you believe it? Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh, a free goal!
It's up for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
On
On September the 16th, 1996, Patrick Vieira made his debut for Arsenal in a 4-1 win over Sheffield Wednesday. Vieira started on the bench on that night, but was thrust into the action on just 28 minutes when he came on for Ray Parlour. It'd be a sneak peek as to what we'd see for the next 9 years in Arsenal's central midfield. Here's Patrick talking to Arsenal media some years later about first arriving at the club and then about his debut.
Seeing the players around, big names, big players, and it was completely different. The language was difficult. The culture was completely different. The game that I know was completely different. So I had to adapt myself really, really fast. But I had to prove everything because I was coming from Milan. Nobody knew me, and I didn't do nothing in football. So I was a young talent who didn't do nothing. So I had all to prove and all to do. It was a fantastic moment because I was on the bench and the atmosphere in the stadium was new for me because it was unbelievable. It was more than what I expected. The singing, the tackles was flying and the fan was getting exciting. The fan was so close to the pitch. It was all new for me, so I was getting really exciting. And when Ray Parlour was injured, I go to warm up, and I think I was watching more the game than doing my own warm up. And it was good because we was losing 1-0. You came on, and the game finished 4-1, and you're happy with yourself. You're happy with your confidence. All the players coming to you and tell you, well done, you play really well. For young players, it's a good start.
After Tony Adams' retirement in 2002, Patrick was made club captain and would go on to lead the Invincibles team in their historic unbeaten season. He left the club for Juventus in 2005, with his last kick of the ball for Arsenal being the winning penalty in the FA Cup final victory over Manchester United at the Millennium Stadium.
Patrick Vieira to win the FA Cup for Arsenal. United are left empty-handed at the end of an extraordinary afternoon in Cardiff. Arsenal are the FA Cup winners in the year 2005.
Really happy, of course. I think we show a fantastic spirit as a team, and of course, with the way we win it, we fight.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Until the end. And that's why I think we are really proud about ourselves.
Patrick played 406 times for Arsenal, scoring 33 goals in the process. He won 3 Premier League titles and 4 FA Cups with the Gunners before going on to play for Juventus, Inter Milan and Manchester City, where he's now the reserve team and Leeds Development squad manager. Now on to a man who saw many of those 406 appearances. It's Arseblog's Andrew Mangan.
listening to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Andrew Mangan has run the brilliant Arse blog since the year 2002. Andrew, hello, mate. Thanks for coming on. How's it going?
My pleasure. Fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. We've been talking a fair bit about Patrick Vieira on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast just before you joined us. Let's go with him first. What's your favourite Vieira moment?
Oh, wow. There's so many that they're hard to quantify. You know, you just have these images of him driving through midfield. But I think one of the ones that sticks out for me is the final day of the Invincible season, where he scored the goal to secure the win over Leicester. And it was just such a Vieira goal. He started deep in the midfield. He played a couple of passes, kept running into the box, and the finish was just... It was just so brilliant and casual. I think that really stands out for me because of what that game meant as well on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your early thoughts on this season so far then?
I think it's obviously improving. It didn't start very well because of what happened against West Ham on the opening day, and I think that was a big frustration, you know, because in previous seasons we've had a World Cup to deal with, or we've had transfer issues that haven't gone the way we would like, but this time around, everything seemed to be set up well. The preseason had gone very, very well indeed, and the team looked very comfortable. They looked in good shape, and then, of course, to start the way that it did against West Ham was a frustration. Again, a frustration against Liverpool, even if it was a game we might have been behind in. It felt like a game we could have won in the second half, but, you know... It's still early days, and things do seem to be improving. Thankfully, we've got a couple of goals at home now against Stoke, one for Walcott and one for Giroud, which will hopefully do their confidence some good. And it does look as if we're moving in the right direction, but some challenging games to come.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, those two boys getting on the score sheet in the game at the weekend. Who generally has impressed you so far this season, Andrew?
I have to say, I think Francis Coquelin has been fantastic in midfield in all the games we played. I thought he was outstanding against Stoke, Santi Cazorla as well. I think there's so much quality in that part of the midfield, but maybe one of the things that's been overlooked is the fact that we've kept three clean sheets in a row, which is important. Obviously, when you have some struggles with scoring goals, as we have had in the opening part of the season, the fact that we've been solid defensively, bar that opening game against West Ham, is really encouraging. Petr Cech, three clean sheets. Gabriel has come in alongside Laurent Koscielny in the absence of Per Mertesacker, and he seems to have slotted in very well. He looks like he brings a bit of an edge to the Arsenal defence, which is good to see. I think if you're of a certain era, you've grown up with Arsenal defenders being, you know, tough, I think we should say, and he seems to fit into that mould. So that's been impressive. The fullbacks, I think, are they don't quite get the credit they deserve either. Bellerin and Monreal on either side are absolutely fantastic. They complement each other really well, and for me, that's a real encouragement so far.
So for those that don't know, perhaps if you could tell us a little bit more about Arseblog and your fine work.
Well, it's a blog about Arsenal. What can I tell you? You know, we write every day about the club, about what's going on. It's sort of split into two sections. There's the main blog, which I do, and there's columnists. And then we have a news site, which does match reports and player ratings and stats and all that kind of stuff. And obviously two podcasts a week as well. So it's just kind of nonstop Arsenal. So if you're not getting enough Arsenal here, you can get it at Arseblog for sure.
Sounds good. Let's finish off with a few of your kind of favourites, past and present. We'll go game first of all. What would you say is your favourite Arsenal match?
Oh wow, you're putting me on the spot here.
We like to.
That is difficult. I think one that always lives with me, it's probably the first game that I really remember, is the 1979 FA Cup final when Arsenal won 3-2, and it kind of taught me a bit of a lesson about football, because Arsenal were 2-0 up with just a couple of minutes to go, and then all of a sudden it was 2-2. And the panic that set in then, I think I was 9 or 10 years of age, has lived with me ever since, this belief that Arsenal could somehow make it difficult for themselves. And then, of course, they went on to win it in the last seconds with Alan Sunderland. So I think that game really sticks out for me.
What about favourite Arsenal moments, specifically kind of within a game?
Oh, wow. Oh, God. A moment within a game. I think the Thierry Henry goal against Liverpool in the unbeaten season on that Good Friday, the one where he slalomed from deep in midfield and left most of the Liverpool defenders on their backsides and scored. The pressure that day and the team had a difficult week. I think they'd been knocked out of the Champions League and knocked out of the FA Cup in the same week by Chelsea and Manchester United. And maybe it was one of those where if they didn't have the character that they did, things might have gone a little bit differently and we wouldn't have had that fantastic achievement of going unbeaten. And I think that the goal that Henry scored really just sort of lifted everybody, lifted the team, lifted the crowd. The cheer was something else. So, yeah, I think that although it's a goal rather than a moment, I think what that goal meant was really something special.
And finally, we'll go with players, perhaps past and present, your favourites?
Past, I'm torn between Liam Brady and Robert Pirès. I think probably I have to go with Pirès because I saw him play more often while Brady was obviously a genius. I was still very young at the time and I just loved what Robert Pirès did and how he did it. He's my guy. He'll always be my guy, Robert Pirès. At the moment, Alexis is very hard not to love. Also, Mesut Ozil as well. I know some people still have their doubts, but I just think some of the things that he does are fantastic. But as a fairly old, grizzled centre-half, I enjoy watching Mertesacker and Koscielny as well, so I've a bit invested in those two also.
Brilliant stuff. That's Andrew Mangan joining us from Arseblog, and appreciate your time, my friend.
My pleasure. Cheers.
You're listening to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Arsenal return to Champions League action on Wednesday evening when they visit Dinamo Zagreb for the opening game in Group F. Delighted to say that Adrian Clarke has joined me back in the studio. Ed, you've been on the phone, taking it easy the last couple of weeks. Nice to have you back in the conference.
Yeah, nice to see you in person, mate.
So, Dinamo Zagreb, looking forward to this. Really good to be back into European action. How have they been shaping up domestically so far this season?
Very, very well, actually. They're unbeaten, top of the league. They've got a goal difference of plus 16 after just 9 matches. So they're on fire right now, extremely confident. And this comes on the back of an invincible season. They are they're Croatia's version of the Invincibles. So we're coming up against a side that lack experience at Champions League level, but domestically they are absolutely running the show.
And obviously it's not going to be easy. I think we can safely say that. But how important is it for Arsenal to get a win in this first Champions League group stage game and then just obviously move on from there?
It's always important, isn't it, to get off to a winning start. I think Arsene Wenger's spoken about that already. You want to get points on the board so that the end of the group, coming towards Christmas, becomes that bit easier. And Arsenal will want to top the group this year. It won't be easy, obviously, with Bayern Munich in there, but they don't want to be falling behind and put themselves under undue pressure. This is a winnable game. Zagreb, fantastic at their own level, but in the Champions League, they have a fairly poor record, even on home turf. So I fancy us to get off to a winning start.
Excellent. So where do you think Arsenal will be looking to win this match? What's the key area for their advantage?
Well, they just need to use their experience, I think, Russ. They have it, don't they, in spades. They're used to hot atmospheres. I feel that Zagreb will be eager to impress, really eager. The Maximir Stadium's got a cracking atmosphere, and the locals will be pushing them on to really fly at Arsenal. And I think if the Gunners can keep their heads, they'll be able to pick them off on the counter. That's how I see this game going.
And what about the flip side? Where could Zagreb be dangerous to the Gunners?
They've got a decent front two, young and hungry. 2021, Hodžić and Henriquez. Now, Angelo Henriquez come from Manchester United. Yeah. And Alexis knows him well because he's Chilean. So maybe he'll be giving Arsene Wenger a tip or two on how to control him. But those two are on fire domestically, and this is their chance to really ignite their careers. So we've got to watch those two.
OK, and what about a key battle area? We like to talk about head-to-head battles on the Arsenal Weekly podcast.
We do. I think it's a strange one. I've picked out Eduardo, the goalkeeper, the Portuguese keeper, very, very experienced, and I think he's going to have a busy night. I certainly hope he's going to have a busy night. And I see him against the rest, really, being the duel, because Arsenal are creating so many chances, aren't they, at the moment? And they keep coming up against inspired goalkeepers. And I hope from Arsenal's perspective that doesn't happen again. But if Zagreb are going to get anything out of this match, they need a massive performance from Eduardo.
OK, and in a sentence, how can Arsenal beat Dinamo Zagreb?
Well, I think Arsenal can beat Dinamo Zagreb by using their heads. It's all about using that experience they've got extremely wisely. If they do, I think they'll win the game handsomely.
Excellent stuff. Composure, the way forward. You can join Adrian and Dan Roebuck on the Matchday show on Wednesday evening from 7:15pm live on Arsenal Player and also on the Arsenal mobile app. And Adrian, I hope that goes well. And as ever, thanks for your time here.
No worries.
That's full time on this week's show. My thanks to Peter Cech, Andrew Mangan and Adrian Clark for their contributions today. Remember, you can tweet your questions to the show by using the hashtag Arsenal Weekly. We'll be back on Monday the 21st of September for the next Arsenal Weekly podcast. Until then, it's bye for now. Come on, you Gunners!
Thanks for listening to the Arsenal Weekly podcast. You can listen to a new episode every Monday by going to arsenal.com or the Arsenal SoundCloud page. The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.